everyone. City Council meeting for Tuesday, December 16th, 2025. It's called to order. Invocation tonight by Associate Pastor Carson Kruger, Orange Beach Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance and roll call. Thank you, Pastor.
Let us pray. Father God, today we come before you to pause, to dream, to discuss, and to prepare for the changes and plans ahead for our community. As 2025 begins to draw to a close and a new year waits before us, we naturally reflect on the impact that we have made and the moments that have shaped us. This season carries a great anticipation for goals to be completed, deadlines to be met before the clock strikes midnight on New Year's Eve. We long for the present to be marked by favor and grace, not only in our personal lives, but within our community as well. We look ahead with expectation to what 2026 may bring: new challenges, new changes, and new opportunities. But God, in this season of anticipation, help us to remember the true reason behind it all, your Son. A Son born with the humblest of expectations, yet one that radically changed the world. Through him, we are given the opportunity to approach every season and every circumstance with hope, love, joy, and peace. Hope found in a manger, where earthly parents and heaven itself anticipated great dreams and future for the infant Savior of the world. So today, Lord, as we reflect and discuss our community, help us to remember you, your Son, and your Holy Spirit, and the anticipation of his grace, mercy, and love, shining not only in this place, but through all of us who call it home. It is in your name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Robertson?
Here.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Here.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Considering previous minutes from work session of 11-17-25, regular council meeting committee hold of 11-18-25, special called council meeting 11-21-25. There are no objections. The reading of these minutes will be waived. Are there any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
I have one. The Orange Beach Police Department gun range will be open Saturday at 9 a.m. and they close around 1 p.m. 1 a.m. if you really want to shoot, bring plenty of ammo if you're going to stay at 1 a.m. But the neighbors may not like it. But yeah, it's a great time and a lot of experienced people out there to help you if you haven't shot a pistol in a while.
Anyone else? Okay, auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in SWIFT supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Motion carries. I'm moving to unfinished business under resolution. Resolution approving the fiscal year 26 budget for the City of Orange Beach, including transfer of special revenue funds to general fund for special revenue fund projects.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to new business under resolution. Resolution authorizing the city to host community events for the benefit of citizens and visitors of the City of Orange Beach during 2026.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution performance contract with Ann Jada for golf instruction services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of performance contract with Joan Hill for water aerobics at Aquatic Center.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution to update the list of volunteer firefighters and reserve police officers covered under workers' compensation insurance.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of retainer agreements for outside counsel for the City of Orange Beach for 2026.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution appointing members and reappointing existing members to the Legislative Review Committee.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the City of Orange Beach, Alabama to levy taxes within its police jurisdiction for 2026.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement with Chris Litton for various special services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution extending the entertainment district at Sand Rock, Key Marina, Perdido Beach Resort.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution extending the entertainment district at the Wharf.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement with McCullough Architecture for architectural services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of performance contract with Baldwin County Economic Development Alliance.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution appropriating funds to the Gulf Shores Airport Authority not to exceed $75,000 for fiscal year 2026.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Socialize Your Business for social media consulting and marketing services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Bob Riley and Associates for lobbying services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Vince Koyak Consulting Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Adams and Reese, federal and state governmental relations and consulting services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of furniture for the municipal court through the Buy Board Purchasing Cooperative, Mighty Light, $32,847.64.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Ready, Griffin? Public hearing. Public hearing for an ordinance amending ordinance number 172, AC Hotel Orange Beach PUD.
Yes, this has come before City Council before in 2021 and also 2023. It's the former Romar Beach Baptist Church site. They're seeking to convert the old church building into a hotel. And do that, they're going through the plan unit development process. So this is a request for approval to preliminary and final PUD to rezone that property from RM2 to PUD for the purpose of converting it into a 100-room hotel. As mentioned, it's been approved two times before. If we see on the map or on the screen, this is located right next to Phoenix West 2 or the Oasis. If we go to our next slide, this is just going to be aerial view showing the site location. And next slide, we'll see just a street view of the project area. I go to the next slide. And this is just another aerial map. And let's go to our next slide. This is the proposed site layout. You see the parking structure that's in front of the building. They'll extend the building out for, to the front over the part of the parking deck for the additional rooms that they'll have in the hotel. If we go to our next slide. And these are just our architectural aerials of the hotel proposed. And next slide, this is going to be a night view. Next slide. PUD design standards meets one of the 12 design objectives in section 7.03. It's a 1.8-acre site. They're going to have 100 lodging rooms. All of these lodging rooms will be less than 600 square feet. Proposed density is 27.3 units per acre or 54.6 lodging rooms per acre. That's well less than what the maximum that you could have on the site. They'll have a rooftop bar that will be on the sixth level. Setbacks proposed, the existing parking deck will be 5 feet from the west lot line. This was approved with a variance application when the church was built back in 2006. The existing building's 20 feet from the east and the west side lot lines. The proposed addition that they will have in front that will be over the parking deck, they're requesting that it have the same 20-foot setback as the existing building. Parking is required with 425 spaces for 100 rooms. They're proposing 129 spaces, of which 112 spaces will be on-site, and then there will be 17 spaces that will be off-site, and we'll get into that a little bit later. The driveway improvements will be on the east side driveway. That width will increase from 20 to 26 feet. That will be for emergency vehicle access. Land use buffer, it's 30 feet is required on the west side due to the duplex uses that are on the west side. The existing parking deck is 5 feet, as was approved for the variance back in 2006. They're requesting that the building addition have that same 20-foot setback, and these were variances or deviations that were granted with the previous two plan unit development applications. Landscaping's at 24%. Next slide. They've amended the parking layout. When this went to Planning Commission in November, and Planning Commission gave it a favorable recommendation on a 7-2 vote. They had proposed a parking lift system on the first level that was going to, it would be 13 spaces on the lower level and then 13 spaces on the upper platform level. They have removed those, so those 13 lower levels are going to be 13 regular spaces, and that's the reason that they're doing the off-site parking to get the 13 additional spaces. So when you look at the amended parking proposal, it's 129 spaces that are provided, and again, 112 are going to be on the hotel site, and then 17 spaces will be off-site. Parking, the area is going to be located to the west of Adventure Island. If you see on the aerial map down below, the yellow circle is the site that will be for the off-site parking. The red is the hotel site. So there's about 1.5 miles between the hotel and the off-site parking based on just measuring on GIS. All the guests will be issued one parking pass and space for on-site. So that'd be one of the 112 spaces that's on the hotel property. Any additional vehicles or going above that 1-to-1 ratio will be for the at the off-site area. Now, they're going to have shuttle services operating between the off-site and the hotel site. Employee parking, they'll be utilizing the off-site parking area, and also believe they have other areas in like Gulf Shores that they do shuttle employees to the site. And all parking, that will be self-parking. Next slide.
Wait, you said it'd be self-parking?
Self-parking, yeah. Yeah, it was at Plan Commission when they had the lift system, it was going to be all valet parking. Just today, the building heights, six total floors, building height's 82 feet, actually going to be lower than what it is now. I think we're removing the steeple from the church. The additional information, they will have a wall about 8 feet in height along the west lot line between it and Beach Music. Again, this was the original PUD that was approved in 21 and 23. At that time, it had 76 lodging rooms. They're asking for 100 here. Building additions will be over, be on the third, fourth, and fifth floors of the building. They'll go over the parking structure. They'll demolish the parking structure and reconstruct it. That just due for the ease of construction of the building. Rooftop bar, that was part of the 23 approval, and that would be on the sixth level, and that will be just for hotel guests. It will not be open to the general public. The new addition will cantilever 6 feet over the east driveway. That will leave 20 feet of airspace for emergency vehicle access on that side. The previous applications had a pedestrian-oriented area sidewalk. That's not part of this plan because we have removed that from the beach overlay district. And all exterior lighting will be wildlife-friendly per the city's lighting ordinance. Next slide. This is just the deviations. The first two were with the previous PUDs. You look at the third one, that's the additional, and that's the location of the off-site parking spaces. Off-site parking shall be located no more than 200 feet from the lot on which the principal use is located unless approved by City Council. That's in Section 8.0102A. The applicant, again, proposes 17 spaces. That's 13% of the total provided. And again, that's about 1.115 miles from the site. So that would be the additional deviation requested. Next slide. This is the by right plan. This is looking at the current zoning of RM-2, which is multifamily residential high density. They show a 17-story building, 76 total units. That's at 42 units per acre. With the proposed PUD, this would be a hotel, six stories, 100 lodging rooms. Since all of those are less than 600 square feet, that will be counted as half a unit. So basically what it says, it takes two rooms to equal one unit. So it's 50 total units. That's at 27.3 units per acre. And our next slide. Plan Commission and City Council approvals of the requested deviations, providing concurrence from ALDOT for the driveway improvements, sign details being provided, height of the buffer wall, maybe, yeah, say make sure it's at 8 feet, having the exterior lighting comply with the lighting ordinance. And for the off-site parking area next to Adventure Island, just obtaining their site plan review approval from the Planning Commission prior to getting or requesting any site permits.
Is it a PUD over there?
That property is on general business. Okay. So and so parking areas are permitted by right in that district. So basically what they'll need to do is submit a site plan, and that's, you know, complies with the ordinance, landscaping, and so forth.
Thank you.
And if you have any questions, also the applicants here, so.
Okay, questions for Griffin?
I have a few, Mayor. So we're going to demolish the existing parking deck so that we can add to it and bring out the building to the north.
That, yes, the building, yeah, and the purpose of the demolishing the structure is for the, it make construction easier on the building.
Yes, correct. And so the bar upstairs, the outside, no music, right? We've discussed that.
That's
not
been
a music venue.
The applicant will get, it's not going to be a, what do you call, rowdy bar or anything. It's going to be just for the guests.
I'm good with rowdy bars. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Person. I like a rowdy bar. But my question is, we've discussed this in a workshop about the music intrusion through the neighborhood and such mm-hmm. like that. No music venue will be allowed upstairs in that bar, that outdoor bar.
Yeah, no lighting.
The applicant has said yes.
Karaoke or? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that will bear out throughout the neighborhood.
Right.
We've got enough problems with some neighborhoods right now that we're dealing with that. So. It is a, it was a church. It's a it was a great little church. And I appreciate the AC Hotel Group. I know that y'all are here tonight. I discussed some issues with Mr. Hoyt. Is that correct? We got it? Last week. Thank you for taking out the mechanical and using the off-site parking. That's great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes.
Anything else for Griffin? Okay, if not, we'll open it up to the floor for anyone that has a comment, question.
We have one on Facebook. Angel Bennett said, what if off-site parking is also full?
What if off-site parking is also full? Bad luck. I don't know. What was the total parking places on the off-site?
17
spaces. They're supposed to make sure their guests understand they're only supposed to bring one vehicle per unit. So if that lot fills up, then they're not abiding. I don't know where they'll park. I guess they'll have to find a place. But have you got a better answer for that?
No, I was just going to say it'd be no different than when condos fill up during the summer.
Yeah.
There's several options.
And these rooms are small rooms, they're 600 square feet, correct? So, I mean, theoretically, most people are only, a couple's hotel, you're probably only traveling with one vehicle in a 600 square foot room.
And exactly. I'm sure the hotel can provide. There's plenty of public parking now down here. So, I mean, if they ever ran into I'm sure they could find some place for someone. I just appreciate the mechanical parking being.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to echo that because that was the problem that I had with it when it came before Planning Commission was the mechanical parking aspect. So I appreciate y'all working with us to find a solution that was acceptable to everyone. So.
But to Ms. Bennett's point, I think it's important. It's imperative, and I think we've made it so to the owners. They have to make sure that their visitors understand the limitations of one unit, one parking place. And I don't think you want to go try to find a parking place in Orange Beach that's not yours, because towing is a very strong possibility. I think y'all understand that. So.
Well, especially in the busy season. You know, you stated, you know, 60 days, you feel like you'd be at capacity, I believe. So we understand that math.
Along with everyone else.
But it's like Councilwoman Harrelson just stated, there's 600 square feet. So you're not going to put three or four families in those and have five vehicles.
Anyone else? Thank Ms. Bennett. I appreciate her sending that in.
I responded. She said thanks for the answer.
Okay. Well, if there's no further discussion, we'll close the floor. Anybody else on the council have anything else further they'd like to say? Okay. I do think for the public's benefit. This has been a dilapidated building for some time now.
Yeah.
It's a mini Bama Bayou, and it's in a place that's not attractive. It's not representative of what we are and who we are. So I think we have tried to compromise to a slight degree on some of the items just so that we could help them get a viable building up, a good looking building up, and get it running. And I think everybody benefits from that. But right now, the building is in bad shape. I mean, obviously, we actually looked at this building some years back as a city venue. I do think it's boarded at this time to some degree. I do think there's probably been some vagrancy, some drug use, some ugly things that, you know, we don't want here. And that's one reason we need to get rid of that eyesore. So I agree with that. Don't let me speak for you. But
I agree.
Okay. What you have opposed has curb appeal. So we appreciate you going to the detail on that.
Okay, public hearing is closed. Moving to ordinance, a first reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172. AC Hotel, Orange Beach, PUD.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. First reading, ordinance adopting Baldwin County Emergency Communications District, GIS, addressing, office street name standards with the City of Orange Beach, Alabama.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion. Ford, who can explain this for us to...
It's our 911 address.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it is. Adam was, but he's not here. So.
No.
Superman.
There he is.
So where he is? There.
Sorry, I'm multitasking there.
You know what I ask?
What's that? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, I can hear you there. Basically, what this is that Baldwin County 911 controls most of the addressing for the entire county. They're trying to get everybody on board, all municipalities. It helps us. It helps them. I think Fairhope's going to be the last one on board, and we're just second from last.
Okay. Any questions for Sean? Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
All right. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. First reading, ordinance amending and restating Chapter 42, Article 2, Division 2, Section 42-41 of the Code of Ordinances, the City of Orange Beach, Alabama, to update technical codes for land development.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
All right, discussion. I'm going to let Chris, are you capable of giving a brief description of this? I know Adam's not here. You know.
Number three?
This is.
Or on four.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's adopting the newly updated fire code, international building code, and what was the third code, Chris?
Mostly 20 foot plumbing.
Plumbing,
pool.
Yeah. All of the building codes and fire codes.
It's pretty much updating them from 2018 to 2024, I want to say.
21 and 24. Yeah. A couple of them are different, yeah.
Yes, correct. And it's required by ISO and a lot of our other surrounding cities have already adopted. Talking to Adam, it's not nothing anticipated in these changes. It's going to be a controversial or create a big increase in development cost.
But they, from what Adam was telling me, they are trying to incorporate more innovative technology,
yes,
materials that may actually lower the cost over time, some
yes,
degree.
Sir. Correct.
Okay.
So it's coming up to the 2024.
Yes. Yeah.
Any other questions or thoughts? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. A first reading ordinance amending Chapter 70, Article 2, Section 70-22 of the Code of Ordinance of the City of Orange Beach to reduce the speed limit from 45 miles an hour to 35 miles per hour on a portion of State Highway 182 from mile post 11.55 to mile post 13.13.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion. What we're doing is we're going to, I think I said this last week, but I repeat myself. We're going to plant palm trees as we did going toward the roundabout. Through that section of medians there in front of Coastal, going east and west, try to brighten it up. But by the ALDOT's big book of rules, the speed limit has to be 35 to be able to do that. But in most cases, it's 35 anyway because there's so much congestion there. Mm-hmm. So I don't think anybody will miss the 45. So yeah. That's what's behind this.
Yeah.
All right. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
I take it as positive. Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we will call the committee of the whole meeting to order for Tuesday, December 16, 2025. Will you call the roll, please?
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Robertson?
Here.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Here.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Consideration of previous minutes from the work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 12-2-25. Our work session of 12-10-25 will be moved forward for review. Miscellaneous was the discuss school board appointment, rescheduled February 17th, 2026, council committee of the whole meetings to February 10th to allow observance for Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras Day, resolution authorizing payment $3,000 to Coastal Alabama Business Chamber for the annual electronic recycling paper shred event, resolution authorizing execution of a third amendment to the grant award agreement with the National Audubon Society for Stewardship, Coastal Alabama Beach Nesting Bird Habitat. Resolution appointing members to the Employees Lead Bank Committee. Resolution declaring certain personal property owned by the City of Orange Beach as surplus, unneeded, and authorizing the mayor and city clerk to dispose of such property. Resolution amending the employee plan, pay plan, job listings to accommodate the approved 2026 budget. Under ordinances amending Chapter 30, Article 5, City of Orange Beach Code of Ordinances, Wetland Preservation and Mitigation. Ordinance adopting an updated policy and schedule of fees for public records request, repealing ordinances number 327 and 412.
And just to clarify on that last item, we're actually just going to do a resolution to update the schedule of fees and not touch the ordinances. So yeah. That's all we need to do.
Any other questions or thoughts? Okay, we will be going into,
But I just wanted to recognize our Sportsplex staff tonight really quickly. I have Scott Stacy. I promised him I wouldn't make him get up here and speak tonight.
Oh, please.
Earlier this month, I don't know if everybody's aware, but we hosted the NAIA Men's National Soccer Championships. It was nationally streamed. We had over 500 soccer players from across the country here. And it rained every single day. And these guys and his crew worked outside in the rain, in the cold. It rained every day. And the one day they didn't have games, it didn't rain. Imagine that. But they really did a great job. They do a great job year round. But I wanted him to be here to recognize him and his crew for all their hard work.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Scott, please stand up. Please stand up, Scott. Please stand up.
Good job, buddy.
Fort Hanley City Administrator. My favorite night of the year when we pass the budget, so thank you all. I just want to thank all the employees for an amazing year. Luckily, we had one storm this year. It didn't come out of the Gulf. It was white. So we'll take those over those things that start with an H in any time. But just a couple of things that we had, just recently was the tree lighting. And again, thank you to the wharf and all of our staff that put that on. I think we had almost 10,000 people out there, which was fantastic. And then Visions of Christmas, I don't know if everybody got to see it, but again, the music department and everybody at EE and the PAC did a fantastic job, and those were two amazing events. And then, like I said, just all the departments and the department heads coming in under budget once again makes my job very easy when I get to come in here and put something in front of you as we move into 26. So I hope everybody has a chance to relax, regroup and recharge, and as we go into a new year. And so thank to all of them, and then thank y'all as well.
Thank you, Ford.
Thank you, Ford.
And staff. Thank you all.
And the staff.
And I forgot to mention earlier, and I'll make it real brief, but my youngest got married at the Art Center on Saturday. You know, and it's a beautiful venue, and it was beautiful. But the staff there is second to none. They are fabulous. So I just wanted to make sure that they get all the kudos, and we plan on doing something for them too. But I just want to say they do a fantastic job over there.
Yes, yes. It's a beautiful place.
Yes, it is.
I think I'll get married there on my neck.
Okay. I think it might be big enough for you.
Watch out for the Christmas trees. I did want to mention Chief Smith, we had a graduation Friday at the PAC. How many did we graduate again?
It was 18, I believe.
18. That's awesome. From our fire department training. That's awesome. Great. Some are staying here. Mm-hmm. That's awesome to hear. Thank you so much.
Yes, yes.
And I just want to take a quick second to recognize the school board and all the teachers at the elementary school that have worked tirelessly to put on Christmas concerts and Grandparents' Day and to create all the holiday magic, because I've certainly enjoyed it and everything has run so smooth. So we really appreciate that.
Kudos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Many kudos.
Anyone else?
Great.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, I'm going to entertain a motion to enter executive session to discuss pending litigation.
So moved.
Second.
For the record, a declaration is made. I'm a duly qualified attorney in the state of Alabama and have personal knowledge. The requisite declaration for the stated purposes of the executive session are authorized by the Open Meetings Act.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Executive session will last approximately 30 minutes, and we will not reconvene after session. So, I guess y'all can go home.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Hey. How are you getting home, Mel?